You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
So I am currently joined in the studio by Aidan Ripley from Capricor, who's here to talk about their new single Don't Shank Me that was out a month or so ago, as well as their general future. How are you, Aidan?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing grand. So the start of Capricor, what is Capricor to you?
That's a heavy loaded question. So Capricor just started out originally just as a little two-piece before it even had its name. And it was kind of just more of a live jam band where I would trial a bunch of different songs and stuff.
Nice.
And then we really found ourselves in, I think it's like early 2023, I'd say, when we had James join us. He's our keyboard player. And then it just became something entirely different where it's, very theatrical rock and roll.
Yeah,
but also
for sure.
Has a strong, like, alternative indie element to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Just my, huge mode of expression, really, for me.
It's because you really do have a lot of variation. We were playing Dreamer before, which I guess I quite like that one because it's very slow, but that it has this huge, huge, massive build with all these different... I think what I noticed most was just all the different drum sections, like the switching up of the drums, the switching up of that sort of built these different rhythms. Where do you think you probably take most from as a band, as a group?
Just generally style-wise? Or?
Yeah, generally style-wise, yeah.
I always just, and I hate doing this, but I always say just alternative. We're generally alternative.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is like song to song, it's different stylistically.
Yeah.
And when you see us live, it all kind of matches somehow, I think, just with the performance of it, because it's all very raw and authentic. But like when you're in the studio, it's like, completely different genres.
Yeah.
Like the difference between Dreamer to Jaffa to Don't Shank Me and then what we're recording even is... wild.
Yeah.
So I pocketed in the alternative area.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I can definitely hear that. I saw you guys live, which we spoke about on the phone a little bit ago. I saw you guys live over the holidays, which really, as soon as I saw that, I was like, okay, this is a band to know of. Like, all the variation in sound, just all like, you had that sort of image in your head, and it was clear that that image with all that variety was fully realized, I think, is what really stood out to me. And what the best part is, the song that really, really stood out to me is Don't Shank Me, which you've just put out a month ago, and it's seeming to take a little bit of a storm rumbling up for it, eh? How was that? How was that recording? What's the song about? You know, what's the story of being shanked?
Yeah, the story of being shanked.
Nearly shanked.
Yeah. I mean, so I'm someone who uses the bus a lot, Auckland Transport. You got to love it.
You got to love Auckland Transport. I love Auckland Transport.
Yeah, I love it so much.
Oh, especially West Auckland Transport.
Oh, that's the best.
That's the peak transport.
But, because I always do a little skit when introducing the song on stage, or I'll change it every time. But it starts with, I was waiting at the bus station one time. But the real story is actually, I was talking to a bunch of like 13-year-olds because they looked really freaked out. And they said to me, oh man, every time we take the bus, like there's these guys like trying to stab us. And it was like older teenagers picking on younger teenagers.
Mm.
And then what happened is then all the younger teenagers started carrying around knives with them. So you just had all these kids
running around with knives. This is the shank pipeline of West Auckland.
Yeah.
Is the bus stops, right?
Well, weirdly, this was actually at like Hibiscus Coast. So this is like in a pretty well-to-do area.
Yeah, really,
You know? So I just thought, whoa, that's wild. And I think I was busing to a band practice or like a gig.
Yeah.
And immediately it was just kind of, okay, this is my observation of it. And we jammed the song out in like 3 minutes. Like I'd say it's definitely the most spontaneous of our songs.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't think while sitting down. Like,
that's
I'm gonna
so
write
interesting because I always thought, I'm not going to lie, I thought the story was true, but it's observations on that sort of idea of defending yourself and people shanking other people, and it's just a bunch of kids with shanks on them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a somewhat like, obviously I've had my moments,
dodgy
characters
at
bus stations, but it's like a collection of multiple stories.
Right.
And then this kind of character who's experiencing it.
Yeah.
And I guess it's, in a sense, it's just the general anxiety of the whole situation.
Yeah.
But then, weirdly, it's like a very warm, summery song.
Yeah, it really is. It really
is. Because it all happened in the summer.
Yeah.
So that's when I was perceiving it. So it's like that weird contrast.
So whenabouts did you write the song? I mean, like, how was that process different? How did that differ to Dreamer and Jaffa, would you say?
Yeah, so it was, as I said before, very spontaneous with that one. I suppose it's almost like, you know, Warholian in a sense, where it's, you know, really simple observations rather than being some great metaphor. Similar to Jaffa. I think Jaffa is another one, but Jaffa was like more satirical and like having a bit of a joke on Aucklanders. Where this was just, really authentic experience. And then we kind of just took it into the studio, I think late last year. And we just, it was really just simple with that one. It was just like, let's just get a really good take of this. And vocally, I like to, you know, it felt like acting with that song too. It's like, I want to express this weird feeling of like, it's summertime. I got my jandals on.
Yeah.
But also someone's trying to stab me.
Yeah. No, I think that really shines in like the sort of vocal delivery, because you get to like the core, the verses, it's very whimsical and it's like, you know, like you're all up in your head. And then in the chorus, it's like you're just really just going at it of don't come near me. Don't shank me, please. You know? And I think that's really just it's powerful. It really is. So was this recorded alongside the same studio as Jaffa and Dreamer?
No. So all of those are different studios actually.
Yeah, true.
So Don't Shank Me, it was at the Chapel studio, which is, very different environment. It's up in Puhoi, surrounded by, like, you know, beautiful trees and nature.
Which would, I'm sure, have had a big influence on how you decided to record it on the day, right?
Yeah, I think somewhere in the mix there was even, like, a bird chirping in the background. Mm. Like, you know, very much that's how we got that summery feel.
Yeah.
Where it was funny because this is completely, like, unintentional, but Jaffa was recorded in almost like a storage unit space right in like the city, which is very funny because that's what Jaffa is to me. It's very much, you know, urban Auckland.
Yeah.
And then I think Dreamer was like three different studios.
Oh, wow.
That was the long one, like, to record. Yeah. It was produced by Pete Warren from Didi Smad.
Oh, cool.
So he was definitely like, he was trying to get the most luscious, beautiful recording we could with that one. So that was a completely different process once again.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of all these songs, shall we listen to Don't Shank Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. After that, we've got one of your recommendations, Shark Attack by Split Enz. And I think we will have a designated Split Enz geek out time after the break. So this is Don't Shank Me by Capricor, and listen carefully. All right, let's get it. All right, and that was Shark Attack by Split Enz. We are now joined back into the studio by Mr. Aidan Ripley. How are you? How was that listening to some Split Enz?
Good. Yeah, it's a classic track, man.
Classic track. And now this moves us to our next segment in the interview, our Split Enz geek out. Favorite Split Enz moment?
Favorite Split Enz moment? I mean, generally, I think it's just them aesthetically.
Yeah.
You know, that's actually my main influencer when people say that, you know, what I'm doing is similar to them. It's just the fact that, you know, especially in New Zealand at the time, and you have these guys and they're like, you know, dressed up in such colorful clothing and the makeup.
Yeah.
That iconic look. Like, I feel like that is a huge part of what defines them.
I really would agree. I really, really would agree. I think it's just what they were doing was so different. Even their earlier stuff before they had that fully realized image was different. Mm. I mean, it's prog rock, but it's some prog rock that you've never even heard of, you know. I've just never heard of, like, them writing this kind of stuff with such a pop mindset just all the time. I think one of the most striking things to me is you look at some of the, like, the influence that they had on someone like Eddie Vedder. it's so random that this guy from Pearl Jam, the singer, his favorite band of all time is Split Enz.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
that
right? That's how wild. I first actually got into them.
Really?
Like, I didn't even get, like, I mean, I knew the songs, you know,
you
I knew Split Enz.
I really
went through the avenues to, like, then fall in love with Split Enz when I was about 15, 16. But there's this one clip of them playing Take a Walk together from the song, the album with 6 months in a Leaky Boat. That album, which incredible album as well, but just like really unique sound, super glam, super everything else involved too. It's just really cool. I think it also stood out to me as soon as I saw you was you as a performer just screamed Split Enz, it screamed David Bowie, it screamed all of these huge glam inspired folks that were just doing some cool music from so long ago, you know.
And that's definitely like a huge inspiration for me, you know. Like, yeah, Split Enz is the New Zealand equivalent, but like I'm a massive Bowie fan, you know. I've got Black Star tattooed on my arm, you know, just live and breathe David Bowie and just the theatricality of a lot of that early glam music. I'd love to bring it back, but through maybe a more like indie alternative world, you know?
Yeah, no, it's really cool. I think the music video that you've done for Don't Shame Me really screams that, with you've got someone in a really cool outfit. I don't know how they were meant to be dressed up, but they looked really cool. They're the bus driver.
So that character's called the Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, represents death that's kind of coming along for us in the video.
Yeah. And this sort of light blue hair look, was that decided for Don't Shank Me as well? Has that been a stylistic transformation for you for the song release, or did you just kind of want to do it
for this era, for sure?
Yeah.
This era of Capricorn.
What would you call the look? Pastel goth, could one say?
That you're very onto it with that.
Okay,
so with Don't Shank Me, that was what we were looking into, because we also were influenced by Wes Anderson. So we were like, let's get that kind of Wes Anderson suit look.
Yeah.
But it's like, how do you make that alternative? Pastel goth, or like, let's look to The Cure, or like, you know, the funkiness of like Split Enz with the makeup.
Yeah.
So that's definitely what we were going with for that. And I think in future as well, there's almost like this, there are gothic undertones in what I'm doing. So it's like mixing your glam with your goth and kind of.
So what is the future then? How do you see the future panning out for Capricorn?
Yeah, I mean, so we do have another single on the way.
Yeah.
So we'll be announcing that soon.
Awesome,
and
excited.
And we are slowly working towards making our first record. You know what? I'm not even going to say slowly. We are like, you know, we're getting onto it.
You're on the way. The
plans being made.
Yeah.
And
watch this metaphorical space.
Exactly.
But as every band says,
big things coming. Big things coming, guys. But no, I think it will be, you know, theatrically fun things coming.
I'm excited for the theatrics of it. And you've got gigging around. You said maybe a new Plymouth show.
Yeah. Next week,
new Plymouth listeners.
for all the new Plymouth listeners, 2nd of August, we are coming to you. We're starting to play outside of Auckland, whilst also maintaining the shows here. And I guess, we're preparing for the fact that, you know, when you have an album, a tour is definitely a good idea.
Yeah, do you think you'll make it all the way down to Dunedin?
Oh, that would be awesome. I mean, we'd definitely love to if we can make it.
We would love to have you down
here. For sure.
At any one of our venues, I'm sure it will be a great time. Yeah. So is there any sort of, you said there was potential label future options for you?
Yeah, so it's Don't Shank Me marked that kind of signing to AAA Records.
Yeah.
So that was our first single with them, and it was awesome working with them. I really like their community and stuff. And then also I was a fan of Troy Kingy, I think, when I was like a young teenager.
Yeah.
So when I heard that Troy Kingy was like one of the big names on the label, that just really excited me. And I was like, whoa, I get to be on the same team as this guy, you know?
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of, I don't know, what you said, like, I don't really know much Troy Kingy, but you were saying to me on the call before, like, that he has a lot of variation in his sound, and like, that kind of resonates with you a lot as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I see him as almost New Zealand's modern David Bowie. And I don't that style-wise, but in the fact that every album that Troy Kingi does is a completely different genre. And that's his whole thing. You know, the most recent one was like a Queens of the Stone Age type rock album.
Yeah, I was just giving it a listen when you said that to me. Remember I gave Troy Kingi a listen afterwards to his new album and I was like, huh?
Yeah, huh? Which is like, this is crazy compared to like what he used to do.
Yeah.
He made the 70s funk album, which, you know, to me, if you're changing stylistically that much, like, that's just exciting, you know, to watch the evolution of an artist. And that's what I love about David Bowie, you know.
Same for sure.
Don't put yourself in a box.
Yeah. Right?
Do everything.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. David Bowie has always been a big influence of mine as well. Do you have a favorite David Bowie album? I know this is the locals only, but there always is a moment to talk about your favorite David Bowie album.
Yeah, okay. So I think Black Star is my favorite.
Yeah.
For me, that was just
really
huge impact on me. Yeah. It came out also the year that I joined my first band, or I started playing in bands.
Right.
So, and I mean,
and also that was also that Black Star album was a return to a band format. For David Bowie, right?
It was, and I feel like it was a return to a lot of his old styles. So for me, that album represents his whole life.
Yeah, I mean,
if I was to pick another one, I'd pick Low, probably.
Yeah.
Because it's just so atmospheric, and I love Brian Eno.
Yeah,
so.
Who doesn't love Brian Eno, right? we won't open that rabbit hole either. We won't open that can of worms.
No, no. For hours if we go there.
Yeah. All right, so we've talking about the past of Capricorn, we're talking about the present, and we're talking about the future of Capricorn. Thank you so much for coming on. We've got
thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, that's no worries. It's been a pleasure to discuss all things glam and glamour, I guess. Exactly. That was the best pun that I've ever thought of in my life.
Amazing.
Next up, we're going to actually play a Troy Kingi recommendation by you. We're going to shake our skinny ass, as one might say. Any thoughts on that song, really, or is that just kind of your favorite Troy Kingi example?
Incredible funk music, man. It's like, it takes you back to the 70s.
Yeah, I'm sure it will take us back. And we've also got Jaffa after that, as we are currently two Aucklanders talking on a Dunedin radio station. How Jaffa can
guys.
You get? Sorry to everyone listening, but hey, we've got a song about it that you can sing and you can think, oh, gosh, these Jaffas, you can't get enough of them, can you? They're just everywhere. But no, really a pleasure having you, Aiden. I'm excited to hear from Capricorn and hear from everything else going on around your scene. It's a cool niche little spot to pay attention to, I would like to say. Thanks for having, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, I'm supposed to say that to you. Thanks for having me, man.
No, that's all good. That's all good.
It's been a good conversation.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful time. And now
that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.